I know some of you like to go fishing. Has anyone ever been ice fishing? Okay. There's a story about a girl who decides to try ice fishing. She takes her gear, finds what she thinks is the perfect spot, cuts a hole, and settles in to wait for a bite. Right away, she hears a booming voice saying, "There are no fish under the ice." She moves a little ways away and she starts to cut a second hole, but the booming voice says again, "There are no fish under the ice." She moves again and she's cutting her third hole when the voice says one more time, "There are no fish under the ice." She looks up and she asks timidly, "Lord, is that you?"
"Surprise, surprise. This is the ice rink manager. There are no fish under the ice."
So my question for us today is, when something catches us by surprise, how long does it take us to catch on? Once? Twice? Three times? More? We don't always catch on to something the first time we hear it. Just hearing something doesn't necessarily mean we understand. We know that Mary was first told by the angel Gabriel that she would have a baby and he would be the Messiah. She treasured the words he spoke to her, but she had to ponder their meaning. She was caught by surprise, and she didn't understand at first. Then in today's reading, Mary's story continues when she and Joseph bring Jesus to Jerusalem, according to the Jewish law. And at the temple, they're met by Simeon, who's been told by the Holy Spirit that he won't die before he's seen the Messiah. Oh, and by the way, he just might want to go to the temple today. So Simeon recognizes Jesus as the salvation of all people, takes the baby in his arms, and praises God for allowing him to see Jesus. Simeon is content. But Luke continues. The elderly widow Anna, who's always at the temple next, approaches the little family. She too recognizes Jesus as the Messiah, but she has a different reaction. She isn't just content. She can't wait to tell everything about Jesus to anyone who will listen. Then in our second story, Jesus surprises Simon Peter and his fishing partners. They're cleaning their nets after a long, discouraging night of work when Jesus comes along and tells Simon Peter to put out into the deep water and let down his nets for a catch. Simon obviously believes this will be a waste of time and energy. He is the professional fisherman, after all. But we know that Simon is caught by surprise. In the midst of his ordinary daily grind, he meets someone who changes everything. He's amazed by the power of God shown in the huge catch. And then, even though they've just brought in the greatest catch of their lives, he and James and John leave fishing behind and follow Jesus. He has caught them by surprise and completely changed their lives. Lots of people in today's stories were caught by surprise, and they're young, old, male, female, starting their careers or ready to retire, really involved in God's work, or just starting to get the hang of it. Mary, a young parent, was the first to have the good news announced to her, but she definitely was caught by surprise, needing time to ponder everything that seemed to be happening so fast. Simeon, an older believer, who was simply able to rejoice at the good news, content to have seen the Messiah, understands, but doesn't necessarily begin to do anything differently. Anna, the oldest person we encounter today, but the first to proclaim that Jesus is the one chosen to bring in God's new age, is definitely the most energetic, and her life invigorates her. She's alert, articulate, unselfish. And finally, there's Simon Peter, an ordinary fisherman who surprisingly realizes that he needs to drop everything and follow Jesus. All of them caught by surprise, all catching on to what's happening, each in his or her own way, each understanding and then serving as she or he is able. The thing is, God doesn't wait until we think we're ready. The need for good news and surprises in our broken world, well, we might call it urgent today. So we're called right now, even in spite of our failures and our doubts, even in the midst of our ordinary, busy, complicated lives, God has a plan for each of us. God is ready to use each of us right now, today, to do something surprising. Amen.